Is Apollo 13 the next mission that stands out?
Yeah, that was, of course, that was exciting. That didn't, the involvement in the onboard computers there was to turn the lunar module into a booster, if you will, for the stack.
Yeah.
That is to do, to reconfigure software meant to guide them to land on the moon, to instead fire the descent engine to guide them back to Earth. Now, those kind of parameters were all in the 2K memory. I mean, everything from things like the center of gravity and all that. But still, a lot of testing took place on the way out, way after the explosion, because that no one had ever thought that that software would be pushing more than the ascent descent stage. In fact, it was pushing the service module, command module, ascent stage, descent stage as a stack. So, but that was, with some very innovative people at MIT, did all the right stuff, did all the right testing, and those parameters were uploaded, and they did their engine firings and mid-course adjustments, and fortunately got them trajectory-wise back where they needed to be. And I'm sure, I mean, you know, they have all sorts of physical problems with coldness and all that in the command module, because they basically turned it off in order to save the batteries that would be needed for landing. I mean, during the entry phase, the service, they have a nominal mission, the service module would separate so that the power supply was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And what the command module used was internal batteries for that last bit. So they had to completely power down the command module in order to make sure those batteries would be available. And that was a little scary because humidity in the spacecraft started forming ice and that kind of stuff. I wasn't sure when it came on that it wouldn't have short circuits and all that, but it didn't. It worked.
Yeah.
That was of great concern, not so much in the computers, but in all the switches and everything, which are very necessary.